Let's see, who's next? We got a break? I don't want to break. I don't have to break. Polly?
Yes?
Polly, what's the worst thing you ever did to a cat?
Oh, probably fed it.
Did you ever own pets, Polly?
Dogs. I didn't like cats, so
Why don't people like cats? I think there is something wrong with people. They get together and go, do you like cats? No, I don't either. And they think, oh, see, solidarity. See, we're okay. There's a problem with the cats. No, there's something wrong with you. Why would you not like that animal? What gets into you in life that has you turning? Frankly, why would you turn on any animal? Why would you not like, unless you've had some sort of traumatic experience as a child?
Too sneaky.
No, they're not.
They don't come when you call them.
I see, and that says something about you, that you're needy, that you want power over things, and when people don't allow you that power, you turn on them instead of asking yourself, why do you need to feel that?
Well, I think I should have
Paulie, did you eat paste when you were a kid?
No, but
Did you look up the dresses of your kindergarten teachers?
No, but Nora told me something about you. You know what it was?
Paul, you don't know her.
I ran into her. She told me you're the only kindergarten student she ever had that she flunked. Is that true? I called to talk about Mel Torme.
Okay.
Huh?
All right.
I called to talk about Mel Torme.
I see. Mel Torme told me something about you one time.
He did?
Yeah. He said you couldn't golf your way out of a wet paper bag.
He's right.
Paulie, best round of golf ever, what was it?
I shot 35-28 one time, 30-63. I shot 63 several times, but that was good. 28 was good.
28 on 9.
And then I had 2 eagles and 4 birdies and 1 bogey.
How many holes in one in your life?
9.
Remember every one of them, eh?
Yeah. And the 10th one is coming up.
When was the last time you swung a club and felt good?
About 1838. Do you want to hear something about Torme?
You gave him golf lessons.
No.
You...
Tommy Newsom told me that he was one of the hardest people to work with that he ever worked with on that Tonight Show.
I think he's a perfectionist. That's okay. I don't mind hearing that people are difficult. I think, let me tell you, as somebody who is difficult himself and sympathetic to difficult people,
mm-hmm.
often what's happening there is there are two people with roles. And one guy's role is a loosey-goosey role. It just doesn't matter really how well he does his job. And he's working with a guy where it really matters how he does his job. Well, the loosey-goosey guy, what a control freak. Boy, look at this guy. He has to have everything. I think that just says that you don't take pride in your job because you don't have to because no one really cares how you do it.
Mm-hmm.
I bet Tommy Newsom... Well, let's put it this way. Tommy Newsom probably wasn't going to get any credit that night for how things went. Mel Torme was going to be front and center. Everyone was going to be saying if the song went poorly, Mel's problem went well, Mel's credit. Tommy, who ever thought of Tommy? For years I watched Johnny Carson, didn't even know who Tommy Newsom was. So Mel's saying, hey, Tom, cut me a little slack here. This is my moment. Spotlight's going to be on me. You guys screw up in the band. People listening go, I don't know which guy that was. There's 20 of them there. My brother played for Nixon in 1968. Cretan Marching Band passed right by Nixon. There he was, Pat and Dick, waving. My brother said it was freezing. His fingers were so cold, he just decided not to play. The fingers just kind of moved, but he didn't really play anything. You know, what the hell? The other guys will pick up the slack. Now imagine you're just a soloist, a singer like Mel, and every note, every sound you make, everybody's going to hear. They're just rapt attention, you know. You don't have 20 other singers. You're gonna make sure every note, especially a guy like that who is brilliant. I mean, what a song that was, huh, that we just heard, the Christmas song?
Mm-hmm.
Is that your favorite song of all time?
Mm-hmm.
What is?
I like Unforgettable with Dinah Washington a lot.
Not Nat King Cole?
No, Dinah Washington. She sold more records than he did.
Really?
Really. I knew the guy that wrote that song. I gave him some golf lessons.
What was his name?
His name was Gordon, his last name. He worked in the studio. He was a member out there.
Paulie, in all your stories, I've never heard, out of all the Hollywood people you gave golf lessons to, all the entertainers, all the hotshots, the big wigs, the actors, I've never heard you tell a good actress story. Did you ever have any romantic dalliance with one of these?
No. You got a picture of you. I'm not talking.
What?
I sent you a picture. I'm not talking. I was going to tell you, I talked to Joe Louis's boy 2 days ago.
Really? Where'd you see him?
I didn't see him. I've been trying to reach him for several years, and I found out how to get a hold of him. I called him. I told him who I was. His dad took me out to dinner one night when he was singing with Billy Holiday, and I found out one thing. He doesn't have his last name. He has a name like Bellows or something like that. He lived in Chicago, and he was studying to be a lawyer. And then he went into banking. Now he runs that First Tee all over the country for poor children to learn to play golf.
Oh.
All over. I said...
There's something odd about teaching poor children to golf.
Well,
where are they going to practice?
Yeah, but they give them free balls to hit at these places.
Yeah, but then you want to play...
Well, they
help
holes. Them out. They got 9 holes, too. Oh. A lot of these places. But what I was going to say about him is that he said he was thankful that he had 2 great parents and they gave him a good education.
Yeah.
He wasn't talking about Joe, because I asked him, I said, were you close with Joe? He said, no, I wasn't. Not until he got older.
Uh-huh.
You know, before when he had all his problems, you know.
Yeah.
I told him this one guy, I took 1-2 apartment houses from him. And he didn't know who I was.
Hey, Paulie, I have to go, but did you say a little earlier you're sending me a photo?
Yeah, I did. Of a
girl? And that's maybe tied into what I was just asking about a little while ago?
Yeah, but I'm not.
But talking. You're not going to talk about it. Very interesting. Okay, good. I'll be looking forward to getting that.
Well, you've got it right now. It's there.
Here at CCO?
Sure.
Oh, we're going to check at the commercial. I'll check the box right now, and I'll come back. We'll have some fun. I mean, I won't say anything.
Okay.
Mum's a word.
Okay.
All right. But turn your radio off. Okay, News Radio 830 WCCO. Stick around. Gail Robbins, eh? There was something in my box. A photograph of, someone who would give Rita Hayworth a run for her money. Met her at Forrest Tucker's party. Larry Storch, Frankie Avalon. Taught her golf. Boy, you taught her golf? Used to play with Patty Andrews. She used to go overseas with Bob Hope and sing. Well, Paulie, you wild man. There are still some stories you haven't told me, camper.